Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, January 19th, 2024. Hi, Butch. We're live today.
Yeah, well, how about that? I'm alive, too, but barely, but I'm here.
We're live and alive.
That's right. We are.
Well, glad you could join us today. Glad you're feeling a little bit better.
I'm doing a little better. It was a little rough there for a while. I'm still not 100% by any means, but at least I can function a little bit and get up and do some things. And last night, I told you just a minute ago, I was so tired last night. I went to bed by 11 o'clock, and I didn't wake up at 10 o'clock this morning. That's how tired I was. I never sleep in past 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I was just sleeping like a log.
Wow. Well, you have a lot of snow, so that probably...
We do. Yeah. We do.
Wow.
And it's just so nice sitting here in a nice warm house, safe and cozy, and watch the snow. It just feels good.
Well, you know, too, I think I have my house a little warmer than I usually have it because of the snow that we're getting. We're getting a snow. It's been snow, like I mentioned, we're getting snow all afternoon, but it's just barely laying on the grass. And the heat in the home tends to make you a little bit tired, sleepy too. I'm not saying that's why you were sleepy, but it makes me sleepy. But we're alive and awake to do this program. Let's get started. Gold today. Well, let's go ahead and let me change my other screen here so we can get them all in one shot. We've got gold up today. $9 at 2030. Silver had a little bit more difficult time today, down a little bit, 22.70. Platinum was down 470 at 907, and palladium was up 6 at 950. Well, everyone is enjoying. Hey, the paper markets are doing great. The S&P 500 rallied 1% to an all-time high, surpassing the previous record that was set in 2022. So the Dow was up 400 points, 1%. The S&P was up 1.25%. And the NASDAQ was up almost 1.75%. So they're just screaming right along. The Asian markets, they were all green. China's having a little bit of a difficulty. It was down another 13 points, less than 0.5% at 2,832. Europe, the FTSE was stronger just by a couple points. Everything was in red territory. 10-year yield, 4.13%. So it's a little changed as everyone is digesting the jobs data, supposedly. And let's see, I didn't realize, you know what? What jobs data was there out today? If there was jobs data out today, I know the consumer sentiment was out. The December home sales slumped to close out the worst year since 1995, but nobody cares about that. So I didn't see where there was any job market reports today. So that's a little odd. So maybe that was just a faux pas on the reporting from CNBC. But anyway, so 10-year yield, I mentioned that. I'll do that one more time, 4.13%. Crude oil today was basically unchanged at $73.85. Natural gas was down almost 6.5%, 6.41% at 2.52. So good news for all of those of you who are holding any S&P. We saw that rally again, 1% to all-time high, surpassing the previous record. Now, what are you going to do with those excess funds in there? Yeah. And everybody's just going to sit there and they're going to be feeling so pleased. And that's great. But cover yourself. Yes, you take it out and you cover it with gold. Take out your profit, keep it in there, write it on the paper if you want, but you take out some profit and continue. So with that, Butch.
Yes.
It's a good day.
Go ahead. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, you go ahead. Are you finished?
Yep, I'm finished.
Wow, that didn't take long.
No.
Didn't take long. You know, I'm tickled that gold and silver, but gold is basically pretty much held its own now for what? About 2 or 3 months now? Over 2,000?
It really has.
Hanging right in there.
It really has. We almost dipped below to 2,000 this week, but there was a lot of buying activity and pushed it back up. So it's not going anywhere. Even if it, I don't care if it dipped to 1,800. It's not going anywhere.
No, it's not.
I mean, things aren't going to get better. I saw where they were going to try and reduce our deficit. Huh. What, $34 trillion? You're going to drop it by $2 trillion? It's still, it's absurd. Do you think they're going to make any dent into the debt that's going to make a difference for you and me? Absolutely not. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. The debt is too great to be paid. Cutting it back, you know, then I say, well, you know, we're gonna cut that spending in certain areas by 1%.
Oh, wow.
It is such a joke. It's such a joke. But you know what? How many people out there buy it and think it's a good thing? And you know, it's just amazing, Butch. But yeah, gold's not going to go anywhere.
In my mind, it's still a good time to buy. It really is. Get it now. Yeah, we'll go up.
Get it now.
Get it now while you can. I'm going to start with one of the mysteries of life, Melody. Have you ever thought about this? Why did Kamikaze Palace wear helmets?
I don't know, Butch. Why did Kamikaze
Palace wear helmets? I'm just curious. I didn't know. I mean, if the Kamikaze Palace, why are they wearing helmets? But anyway, just a question I thought I'd ask you.
Isn't there an answer to that?
No, that's the mystery that I can't figure out. I thought you may know.
Well, you know, perhaps they didn't decide to become a Kamikaze pilot, Kamikaze end until the very end. So.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. Huh? I knew if anybody had the answer, you'd figure it out.
Are you sure they wore helmets?
Well, they showed pictures I'm wearing them, so I guess they did.
Okay, all right.
Now, this should concern all of us, Melody. Do you have green plants in your house?
I do.
Get rid of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Climate cultists now say indoor houseplants are bad for the planet. Now, I want you to hear that. One of the most harmful things a person can do with regard to the environment is purchase indoor houseplants for a home or office space, as doing so pollutes the atmosphere with carbon, according to the Washington Post. Writer Nicholas Rivero argues that when it comes to climate change and global warming, indoor houseplants are an environmental threat, as the trucks that deliver them to the local nursery spew carbon emissions. Likewise, the plastic pots and trays that hold indoor plants are made from petroleum. Even though these plants breathe in carbon dioxide while releasing oxygen for humans and animals to breathe, the environmental cost of greening one's indoor spaces is too high, according to climate cultists to legitimize their use. So I guess I'll go through the house sometime next day or two and toss those out.
Well, you know, there's some part of that I agree with.
Okay.
And I agree with the plastic pots.
Yeah, I don't like plastic pots either. No.
So what I say to any environmentalist, if you were really serious about what you spout for all the climate change and all of our environment, then make a move. Instead of just straws, change all plastic first back to glass. They could use ceramics for pots.
Yeah, they use ceramic,
but
yes.
The pottery.
Yes.
And then tell me the importance of climate change and everything else. So no, until you see these big multi, instead of spouting all their bad stuff, some of it might be true, but let's see y'all make changes first. And I don't care about their, you know, they always bring up, well, you know, he flies in a private jet. I don't really care about their private jet. I want to see them make something significant, a significant change in all the industries that corrects or partially would show that there's a serious problem. And until they do that, they can just, you know.
Well, there are people all this country right now are praying for global warming.
Yeah. I hear you.
One more silly thing. It's not silly. It's sad, but it's still kind of funny. Republicans want schools to call animal control on furry students. This is how insane the country is. A Republican lawmaker in Oklahoma is taking a stand against one of the most pressing issues facing America, furries in schools. Students who purport to be an imaginary animal or animal species who engage in anthropomorphic behavior, commonly referred to as furries, will be barred from participating in school activities or curriculum under legislation introduced by GOP Representative Justin Humphrey. Humphrey also suggests that schools call animal control services to remove the student should their parents be unavailable to collect them. So there you go. I mean, it's laughable, but it's sad that they actually have students doing that, Melody. It's sad and funny at the same time.
Well, it's really sad because I didn't even know about these furries until probably a year ago or less. And I had no idea. It's a serious issue. And what these kids are going through and how they're, I mean, it brings in all kinds of sickness. Mental sickness. I mean, these kids actually believe they're animals. They dress. And a lot of it is there is a lot of, I believe, like sexual content involved. And, you know, we always and had conversations saying that once during the Obama years, once they eliminated the marriage between a man and a woman, you'd have people marrying animals. And that's exactly where this is where we're at today. The just that little simple thing that marriage is no longer between a man and a woman. Look at all the changes that has happened since then.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is so sad for our children. So sad. And I can't imagine parents even tolerating that for a minute.
All right. So rough. Let's go.
The next article here by Michael Snyder.
That's a joke, Butch.
I know that. That's why I kind of giggled a little bit. Yes. My brain's a little slow today. It's still kind of numbed down after all this lack of oxygen in my system for a few days.
I could have meowed with that.
There you go. I hear you. Next article is serious, but it needs to be understood that Michael Snyder wrote this. And he did a great job on it. The United States has the biggest government in the history of the world by a very wide margin. Now, let that sink in a second. This nation was founded on the idea of little government and large individual freedom, was it not?
That's what I seem to recall.
That's what I think's supposed to do with it. How does it feel to have the largest government that the planet has ever seen? When I was growing up, I was taught that we had a capitalist system and that we had a limited federal government. Of course, neither of those things have been true for very long time. Today, the United States has the biggest government in the history of the world, and gets bigger with each passing year. Running the gigantic government requires more money than we actually have, and so we're going into staggering amounts of debt. But there's no way that our politicians will ever agree to reduce the size of the federal government to an appropriate size. So we were stuck with this system until the day it finally collapses. Let me give you some numbers that illustrate what I'm talking about. Approximately 3 million people work directly for the federal government. Now, folks, that's not counting state and county and all that. No, just federal. The federal government spent $6.13 trillion in 2023. That figure is no larger than the GDP. That figure is larger than the GDP of every nation on the entire planet, except for U.S. and China. How about that, Melody?
It's amazing.
Isn't that something? More than 70 million Americans are on Social Security. More than 65 million Americans are on Medicare. More than 81 million Americans are on Medicaid. More than 41 million Americans are on food stamps. Of course, there are many more programs that hand out money to the population on a regular basis. We have reached a stage where most U.S. households are at least partially dependent on the federal government. We very much prefer not to call ourselves socialist, but that is precisely what we are. Sadly, if we attempt to go back to the way things were 100 years ago, most Americans will not know how to survive. The massively bloated federal government that so many of us depend upon constantly consumes enormous amounts of money. We cannot provide enough money to keep it going. And so the federal government has been piling up insane amounts of debt. Since 1980, now I know that to a lot of people it sounds like a long time ago, folks, but I remember that year, the size of U.S. national debt has grown from $1 trillion to $34 trillion. Shit. The combined weight of the combined wealth of Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Ken Griffin, Mark Cuban, Ray Dalio, and George Soros will not be enough to even pay the interest on our national debt for a single year. The combined net worth of the most prominent billionaires in the United States will not be enough to pay a single year's interest payment on the America's ballooning national debt, which currently stands at an astonishing $34 trillion. Wow, Melody, I think we're in deep doo-doo.
Well, you know, it is the largest government we've ever had. And that's, again, it's another reason why gold is not going to go away, because these things cannot be reversed. We have debt too great to be paid.
What's the largest government in the world?
True. And you know what, Butch, though? I don't know. Can people actually live under the type of government that the founders wanted?
No, not now they can't.
I don't think anybody can.
We're too soft. We've lost the ability or even the desire to now. Can you imagine if somebody would say, all right, we're going back to total individual freedom under moral laws. We're going back to total individual freedom. Mm-hmm. You can make all you want, do what you want, but you're on your own.
Yep. Not going to do that.
That would end up in a massive, massive riot in just a little bit.
Yes, it would. So we've got too many And you know what? We talk about the people being on government handouts. Look at these multinational corporations, and that's what cracks me up. You have all of these Democrats out there who whine and whine and whine about, oh, you know, all of these CEOs are making so much money and, you know, 80,000 percentage more than the average worker and so forth. So then why don't you get the government? Why don't they ever complain about the government and all the subsidies and everything else that they do so these multinational corporations can make the money that they do and pay the shareholders the amount of money that they do? It's ridiculous.
Yes,
get
is.
Government out of business, period. I agree. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shining away. I'm coming for your love, okay?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and, of course, sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, yes, are we finished bashing our government, Butch?
For a little bit.
Okay. I feel better that we've done
that. I know
okay.
It's breaking your heart to hear all that. I know. We'll move on.
Okay.
Ford to cut production of electric F-150 Lightning amid weaker demand. Automaker now expects slower EV sales growth than anticipated in 2024. We know this, but now I'll get some more detail. Ford Motor is slicing production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck while adding workers to its gas engine vehicle factories, citing weaker-than-expected demand for battery-powered models. The Dearborn, Michigan automaker said Friday moving 1,400 of the 2,100 hourly employees at the Lightning plant to gas engine factories and other operations, reducing to one work shift from two. Some workers are expected to take retirement packages negotiated as part of their recent deal with the auto workers union, so they're cutting their workforce way over half. A spokeswoman for the company declined to quantify the planned cut to Lightning production. A letter Ford sent to suppliers last year, reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, said the automaker was expecting to reduce Lightning output in half this year because of changing market demand. But you probably saw this. But in Chicago, this is on TV, they had charging stations. It was too cold. It wouldn't work. Did you see that? They had cars backed up to them. Well, I got right here. Global warming's bitter cold. I like this. Global warming's bitter cold leaves a graveyard of electric vehicles in Chicago. Wow. We told you so, folks. Batteries don't last in cold weather. We got a bunch of dead robots out here. Amidst the bitter cold gripping the Midwest, Tesla owners in the Chicago area have found themselves facing an unexpected nightmare. Reports have emerged of numerous Tesla charging stations in the region being rendered useless due to the freezing temperatures, leaving electric car owners stranded and helpless. The dire conditions have transformed charging stations into what they can only be described as graveyards of abandoned vehicles. Frigid temperatures dipping into the negative double digits have caused a significant disruption to the charging capabilities of the electric cars, according to a report from Fox Business. Well, I would think that if anybody knew anything about mechanics at all, they'd understand that cold weather is death on a battery. You would think they'd figure that out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you know what? These people still enjoy, they still love their Teslas. It doesn't matter. And the thing I heard, too, and I think the guy left it slip, like if you let your battery in the cold weather drop below 20%, not only do you have to wait until it's fully charged and so forth, which could take however long, but you also might need repairs. So how much are those costs to those batteries?
Wow.
And it was funny, I was seeing somebody on CNBC this morning, and they brought up the cold weather in Chicago and what is happening. And the guy just kind of laughed. Everybody knows, so what's the big deal? I mean, he was just, kind of like, of course, he gets paid by these auto manufacturers, so of course he was trying to poo-poo the situation. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be stuck in 0-degree weather and all of a sudden my car goes dead and then I'm stuck there. I mean, how dangerous is that, especially when you have children?
Well, of
pets?
Course. Or you're in a four-lane highway and the car dies. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You can't get out of the way. What are you going to do? That really is something to think about. That's really scary. That's scary.
So, I mean, at least with a hybrid, you got gasoline.
Yes, yes.
To take over. And I don't know why. That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why they're not improving the hybrids. It gives you an option. It gives you an alternative. And most people, I think, that have the hybrids do run it on the batteries, So improve that.
And there's a hybrid.
And I saw Biden, I don't know if they were approving it, but he's just submitted where they're going to spend millions of dollars, not a whole bunch, but, well, they've already spent billions of dollars in his inflation fighting legislation. So this is an addition, millions of dollars more to help these charging stations to make sure there's more of them and to make sure that they work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even work.
Of course. And do the hybrid cars, when it runs on gas, does it recharge the batteries?
I believe it does, yes.
I think it does. That makes a little bit of sense.
Yes.
It does. It certainly does.
So do it that way. And, so you have an alternative. So you don't, and you don't have to have all of these it was just a way to create jobs. That's what it was. And what did Tesla and all these companies do for our government? I mean, look at all the government contracts these guys have with our government. It's just like, and then these guys, like, they're almost trillionaires. So on our backs, Butch, it just.
Yeah, it is. But we have seen some things happen where some cities were going to switch over to electric vehicles and change their mind because they see it wasn't going to work in the wintertime. We're starting to see some common sense come back in. Maybe it'll slow things down a little bit in that direction. I hope so. I'd really hope so. We have to make some tough choices after already laying off thousands. Google is prepping for more layoffs. Do you remember when the tech industry was just booming and everybody's getting involved in it because it's going to go on forever and jobs are going to grow and be more profitable? I mean, this was big for years. Well, the illusion of a booming labor market may not last for much longer, at least if Google is any barometer that is. The tech plant, the tech giant, has joined a long list of names that has informed its employees that layoffs are on the way, according to a new report from The Verge. Following thousands of layoffs the company has already made, the CEO, Sander Pichy, sent out a message to employees this week, that additional layoffs will be on the way. He wrote in an internal Google memo on Wednesday, "We have ambitious goals, and we'll be investing in our big priorities this year. The reality is that to create the capacity for this investment, we have to make tough choices to be continued." Referencing to the 12,000 layoffs that the company made in 2023, Pritchie writes, these role eliminations are not at the scale of last year's reductions and will not touch every team, but I know it's very difficult to see changes or colleagues and teams impacted. It's face it, folks. I mean, in all sincerity, I don't know of any jobs that's guaranteed today, except maybe government jobs, guaranteed something. I don't see it. I don't see even companies like Ford and other places going to be able to guarantee a retirement forever either, do you?
Absolutely not. Hey, not when people's jobs are going to be replaced with AI.
So these are things people need to think about. I mean, all of us, if you live long enough, are going to get old. I did. I didn't mean to. It snuck up on me, but I did. Well, as a young boy, look at my grandma and grandpa and think, you know, they're old. They were in their 40s and 50s. But I was right. They were old. I'm just older now. That's all.
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know. You're 30, eternally 39.
Eternally, yes.
And I'm sorry to tell you, but you know you lost one of your jobs here coming up. I want to tell you you did because I know you were getting ready to shoot for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit, but you won't be able to do it now.
Oh, no.
Sports Illustrated's entire staff told they're getting laid off. So there goes your gig as a swimsuit. There you go. There went your second
income. All right, I'm going to the store and get me some potato chips tonight.
There you go. It's a dark day for sports journalism. The Arena Group alerted all Sports Illustrated staffers on Friday that their positions are being eliminated. A George Mason fan holds up a Sports Illustrated magazine in 2006. Richard Dish, a sports media reporter, who left for Sports Illustrated for Athletic, posted an email that all employees received on X. It noted, in part, that some employees will be terminated immediately. The decision comes after the Athletic Brands Group, the licensing group that bought Sports Illustrated for $110 million from Meredith 5 years ago, terminated their agreement it holds with the Arena Group to publish a magazine in print and digital per front office sports. Some employees will be terminated immediately and paid in lieu of the applicable notice period under the union contract, the notice said. Employees with the last working day of today will be contacted by the people team soon. Other employees will be expected to work through the end of the notice period and will receive additional information shortly. The Arena Group missed a $2.8 million payment that breached the company's Sports Illustrated licensing deal 3 years ago, or 3 weeks ago. It's unclear whether Authentic will establish a new operator or allow Arena to renegotiate its current deal. Sports Illustrated. That's been around a while, Melody. That was a real mile marker one time in sports publications, wasn't it?
Well, yes. Does that mean they're going to eliminate the swimsuit? I mean,
well, if they don't have
issue, because I believe the latest swimsuit edition. I don't know if it was this year or last year, but they had their first trainee in there.
Oh, really?
I believe so. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure. So it kind of makes you wonder if the men out there just sort of
fade away from it.
Stayed away. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not. It's my opinion. It's just a conversation, but just a thought.
It makes sense. People are getting fed up with that stuff, just like they do with Bud Light. Fed up with it. Bud Light still has not recovered from that. You are the problem. Conservative speaker slams Davos globalists to their faces. And this is one of the louder statements made. You can watch some statements made in front of the Davos group that use language I wouldn't use. but they were really hot. And they, and you can watch Soros and others get up.
Soros is dead.
Yeah, Klaus Schwab get up and walk away. I mean, this guy slammed, not this guy, that guy I watched online, slammed him so hard. Klaus Schwab and others in the audience got up and walked away. I mean, he slammed him hard. Kevin Roberts, president of the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, spoke to the globalists of the World Economic Forum confab Thursday and told them directly, you are part of the problem. You are not the solution. During a discussion titled What to Expect from a Possible Republican Administration, Roberts let rip on the elitist. I will be candid, Roberts began adding. The agenda that every single person member of the future Republican administration needs to have is to compile a list of everything that's ever been proposed at the WEF and object all of them wholesale. He further urged that anyone not prepared to do that and take away this power of the unelected bureaucrats and give it back to the American people, is unprepared to be part of the next conservative administration. When the discussion turned to Donald Trump, Roberts told the host of the panel, Sir Robin Niblett, distinguished fellow of Chatham House, that it's laughable that you or anyone would describe Davos as protecting liberal democracy, adding, it's equally laughable to use the word dictatorship at Davos and aimed at President Trump. I think that's absurd. He continued, the very reason I'm here at Davos is to explain to many people in this room and who are watching, with all due respect, nothing personal, that you are part of the problem. Political elites tell the average people that the reality is X, when in fact reality is Y. Roberts further declared, going on to give several examples with regards to open borders, immigration, gender issues, and constant guilt trip elites subject everyday people to over the existential threat of climate change while they hypocritically fly around in private jets. So people actually in front of the WEF and tell them what they think about it. I think that's a wonderful move. I really do. Praise God for that. Melody?
No, I don't know. The stuff that comes out of Davos is just, it's so much of the same. And it's just to see reactions and so forth. But, I mean, they kind of, I remember, nobody talks about the Bilderbergers anymore. So I think Davos has kind of replaced the Bilderbergers. And but the whole point of it is, these people are evil. They're not for anybody out there but ourselves, and how they get more wealthy. It's just disgusting.
Well, what gets me is they really believe that they have the ability, the power to say these things and make them stick.
Yeah.
They think they're gods.
They do.
Yeah, they really do. Listen to this. WEF orders public to bathe once a week or less to save the planet. They order us. The World Economic Forum is now urging the public to shower less than once a week in the interest of combating climate change. In a public service announcement to the German public, state broadcaster WDR informed viewers that washing once a week is necessary to meet the goals outlined by the globalist elites as part of their Great Reset agenda. What's up with that? .com reports, after all, around 100 years ago, it was still customary to bathe only once a week, wrote Google Switch. Today, people almost look at you strangely if you would tell them that you don't shower several times a week. The benefits of showering only once a week. Supposedly, there are in fact numerous benefits from showering more than much less frequently, according to ZDF's Google We. For example, people would maybe learn to become a little more tolerant of body odor. Oh, my. And unwashed would save time in the bathroom every morning. Use sinks, not showers. Moreover, fitness studios could replace showers with just plain sinks. After a sweaty workout, one could freshen up in the cubicle with a simple sink and a washcloth instead of using a shower cubicle. Make the weekly shower a public social event. Another idea proposed by WR's Google We is public bathing. Maybe showering or bathing could become a weekly highlight, they suggest. We can celebrate this in public bathhouses, perhaps also in the company of others. WBR also cited research from Great Britain on the impacts that lockdown had on showering. In a YouGov survey, 17% of Britons said they shower less since the lockdown. Among younger people age 18 to 24, as many as 27% skip showering sometimes. So there you go. They're going to order us now. Not take a shower at least once a week.
Well, I'm going to order us. We have to go to a break.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch in our last segment of the program today. But give us a call at Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. We got some great prices on some 1 ounce American Gold Eagle coins and Silver Eagle coins. Great prices, and you can buy one or 100. They're readily available. The 2024s are now shipping. And they're beautiful. And what's really nice is the U.S. Mint, once they started putting their little U.S. Mint tape across the lids, they used these little black strips of tape that they didn't even stay secured during shipment. You know, we'd get them, we'd open the box of 500, and half of them were broken. The seal was broken on the tubes. Now they replace them finally after how many years? Couple years. And now they're real nice and secure. They finally did something. The coins still rattle inside, so we don't break the seal. We used to, when they didn't have a seal, we'd put a little piece of peanut in there to keep it from rattling, so when you got your box, it didn't rattle. But now we don't break that seal. We keep it sealed. A lot of people like it like that. So the box rattles a little bit. No big deal. And if you don't want, all you have to do is tell us, I don't want my box to rattle. Then we'll do what it has to do. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Butch, it's your turn.
Well, what is a Silver Eagle going for now?
Under 28, about $27.85.
Wow, that's a deal.
It is.
I mean, it was up.
It really is.
$38 here not forever ago.
I know.
Wow, now it's a steal, folks. Wow, that is a good buy. You know, this is kind of different, same topic, just different direction. I dropped a $5 bill the other day. I did. And I looked down, I thought, there was a time in my lifetime when that $5 bill would about 60 hot dogs. They were 12 for a buck when I was a teenager.
I know. You like your hot dogs.
Oh, wait, well, I didn't eat that many at one time. But, yes, but 60 hot dogs.
Didn't?
No, I didn't. I could eat 12 of them, but I couldn't eat that many. But they would, when I think about that, they would buy 60 hot dogs, which means that you could take out 20 people, give them all three hot dogs apiece for $5 back in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
The paper that this made out of is no less valuable than it was 1964. It's the same kind of paper, the same value in the paper, but there's something different about that. Could it be that because the silver no longer backs that melody, it's not worth that much at all anymore? You have a hard time now probably buying one hot dog for $5, much less 12 of them, 60 of them. So if people can't stop and think how we've been ripped off, they're not thinking at all, are they?
No. A lot of people think the reason the prices are higher is just because of the prosperity that this nation has enjoyed in the past. But that's not the fact at all. It's
not
supply and demand.
No,
maybe supply and demand will always play a little bit of it, but certainly not to the degree of the inflation that they tell us about. But they dare not tell you the truth. They dare not tell you it's because of the fiat currency and it's a monetary policy. And there isn't anybody on this planet that can fix it. There isn't any one president. There isn't any one politician. There isn't any one king, queen, or whatever you might be can fix the problems of the world debt. And one day, they will in concert, I believe, eliminate it. When they default on the worldwide debt, it will be worldwide. It's just not going to happen here in the U.S., it will be a global effort. They'll do it all at once. Will they do it by 10%, 20%, 50%? I don't know. Even if it's 5%, it will be devastating. But
just to realize that it went $5 with about 60 hot dogs, today it might buy one. To see that change in my lifetime is unbelievable.
And you know what? I kind of wonder, you know, with Biden he's successfully eliminating student debt. I wonder if that somehow isn't some sort of a conditioning thinking or test to see what happens when debt is being eliminated. I don't know, but it's like, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's about votes. I get that. But I always look for something a little more meaningful, like, because they do tests. They do runs to see what happens and the public opinion and what, you know, it's marketing. Just like COVID. That's what COVID was all about. To see how it worked through the system, to see the people, how many were affected, to see the passing rate of this virus and so forth and whatnot. I don't know what all they found out about it. So I wonder, because Biden is sure taking a big push on that eliminating student debt, even going against the Supreme Court's ruling saying it's unconstitutional. But
wow. Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I just want to make one more comment on $5. The boy bought 60 hot dogs.
Are we still on the hot dogs?
We are, because that thing's a very important point. That $5 back then was backed by five silver dollars, was it not?
It was.
They're worth about $140 now. Five silver dollars worth about $140. You can buy 56 hot dogs today for $5. Not much difference between that and the $5 back then. If you had five silver dollars. I'm going to let that sink in a second. Something's happened to our financial system. Don't you agree?
Well, of course.
So if you had real silver, you could still buy enough hot dogs for $5 to feed the family, a big family. Anyway, we'll move on. Yeah, I just
well,
just
you know, Butch. I mean, we'll even do this. I mean, the old comparison is for like the old $20 gold piece, the Liberty and the St. Gaudens. You can probably go back 150 years now. That $20 gold piece would buy you a nice man's suit.
Oh yes.
Try to buy a man's suit today for $20, even from China. Okay. But that gold coin will still buy you that man's suit.
These are such simple illustrations.
Simple.
To make perfect sense. But who's listening? I mean, who's really letting it sink in?
So.
It's just that simple common sense. Putin to Ukraine. Surrender, or everything you have fought for will be destroyed. On Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin had a simple but stark message for Ukrainians. Ukraine's counteroffensive failed. If this continues, the question of their statehood will soon arise. Stop fighting, and your country will remain that country you love. Keep fighting, and everything you think you're fighting for will be destroyed. That's about as plain as you can put it, isn't it?
Certainly is. Did he give a time frame?
No, he didn't. Not that I saw. He didn't. But I don't think the man was blowing smoke. I don't think he says things to make his head rattle. I think he really meant it.
No, I don't know. He's still a politician.
He's a politician, but I just wonder if he's not more of a solid individual overall.
They're all the same, Butch.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Pakistan now involved in the war. You know that, right? In the Middle East. Pakistan.
Of course.
Carries out military strikes on separatist targets in Iran following a deadly attack on its own soil by Tehran. Pakistan carried out a series of deadly military strikes on what is said were separatist militant hideouts inside Iran. And the latest incidents across their shared border that has sent tensions between the two neighbors soaring. The new strikes mean both Pakistan and Iran have now taken the extraordinary step of attacking militants on each other's soil this week, a time expanding conflict in the Middle East has wider region. Islamabad said Thursday its forces had launched a series of highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes in Iran's southeastern Sistan and Bukhara Christian province as part of an operation called Markbar Shamarkar, a phrase which loosely translates to death to the guerrilla fighters. It said the hideouts targeted in the operation were used by Boko Christian Liberation and Army and Boko Christian Liberation, not Christian, but Christian Liberation Front, two militant groups fighting for greater regional autonomy. So Pakistan and looks like Yemen are going after him now, too. That's, another spreading of the war in the Middle East, which is not done spreading yet. Mildy?
No, I mean, this is just the beginning, and things are just warming up.
They are just warming up. U.S. constant bombed Iran. Iran takes credit in defiance of Joe Biden's warnings. Iran launched a major attack on the U.S. constant in northern Iraq, signaling a dangerous escalation in hostilities in the Middle East. Reports indicate that the constant was one of the several targets struck by Iranian forces in a calculated move that has left the international community on high alert. Video footage, although it's authenticity being verified, has circulated on social media platforms showcasing the alleged moment of an impact. An attack on the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq, has already been confirmed by Iraqi security sources who revealed that multiple explosions were witnessed in the vicinity. So this is not slowing down. Apparently, Iran's not scared of the U.S. at all. So we'll see. Well, this is getting serious. Now, New Jersey National Guard prepares to deploy to Iraq and Syria amid attacks. The New Jersey National Guard is getting ready to deploy to Syria and Iraq. New Jersey National Guard is preparing to deploy 1,500 troops to Iraq and Syria amid a spat of attacks on U.S. bases in the two countries that started in mid-October after President Biden's full-throated support of Israel's onslaught in Gaza. It's unclear if the deployment is part of their scheduled troop rotation or if they're going to send to reinforce the U.S. military presence in the region. According to the latest figures, there are about 2,500 U.S. troops stationed in Iraq and 900 in Syria, where they back the Kurdish-led SDF, allowing the U.S. to occupy and control about one-third of Syrian territory. According to the Pentagon, U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria have came under at least 130 rocket, drone, and mortar attacks since October 17, and the attacks have injured 69 American soldiers. An umbrella group of Shia militants that calls itself the Islamic Resistance of Iraq has taken credit for those attacks. The U.S. has launched several rounds of airstrikes against Shia militants since October, engaging the Iraqi government, which is now calling for an end to the U.S. presence, and in response to its news of 1,500 U.S. troops being prepared to deploy, Iraq denied that the U.S. was sending in reinforcements. Iraq does not need any foreign troops, said Tashin al-Khalfafi, a spokesman for the Iraqi Operations Command. There you go. There you go, Mildy.
Yep, there we go.
What do you want to add to that?
I really don't have much to add to that. It's just, it's just something that's going to be happening and moving a little bit faster. It's something to look, not to look forward to, but something that we can see happening, and I think sooner than later.
I think you're right. And on the good news side of the day, electrician come to repair lights for 70-year-old lady, then list entire community to fix her crumbling house for free. Like many elderly Americans, Gloria Scott lives on limited income. Sometimes that means making hard choices. If money's tight, some home repair and maintenance are often the first things to fall by the wayside. When Scott's overhead light fixture went out, however, she decided living in the dark wouldn't do. Though she knew her budget would take a hit, she called in electrician John Kenny to make the necessary repairs. Little did the 70-year-old know, she wasn't just getting an electrician, she was getting a knight in shining armor as well. Deeply troubled by the extreme state of the disrepair that he found in Scott's house, and Kenny couldn't get the woman's desperate situation out of his head. No lights, running water. I saw her on Friday and stuck with me all the weekend. I said, I got to go back there. Rather than walk away, Kenny went back to Scott's place and started working on some other much-needed repairs free of charge. But he didn't stop there. Kenny set up a nice old lady record, needs help Facebook page to solicit other local tradespeople to lend a hand as well. The enthusiastic response was pretty amazing. With an impressive chunk of the Woburn, Massachusetts community rallying to the call, so far Scott's home has gotten new electrical and plumbing systems, new windows, and extensive repairs to the crumbling walls, ceilings, front steps, and porch. Meanwhile, outside his neighbors toiled on landscape and cleanup and new planning projects, a steady flow of food donations streamed in to feed the volunteers. To say Scott was blown away by the outpouring of generosity is understatement. Look at these people, she exclaimed. You can't even comprehend the gratitude I have. The project was such a success, Kenny decided to take it to the next level. Naming in the niche of Glorious Gladiators, he hopes to inspire a legion of like-minded knights in shining armor, electric or otherwise, to help needy seniors in their own communities. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. Stay safe and warm, folks. Stay safe and warm.
Yeah, that is really nice. You know, I always said if I ever won the lottery, that's what I'd want to do, go into these smaller towns and just help people to paint a coat and their light bulbs and, you know, just help people. I mean, you don't have to wait to do the lottery. You can, you know, look around your town and see what you can do. So many people do Toys for Tots, which is a wonderful thing, but there's so many elderly people that need help, too.
True.
So... anyway, we'll be back on Monday, so be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you are getting a lot of cold weather and snow, so be safe, stay inside. Until Monday, good night, and God bless.